We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faithful in Little. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Luke chapter 6, verse 10. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. I have just read from the New English Translation. When the Lord called Gloria into ministry, she was filled with excitement and visions of preaching to large crowds, organizing conferences, and making a great impact for the kingdom. She just knew she was destined for something big. However, when she approached her pastor, the first assignment she received was to serve as an usher, smiling at the door, helping latecomers find seats, and keeping order in the sanctuary. Gloria accepted the role outwardly, but deep inside, she felt it was far below her calling. She longed to be a Bible study facilitator or a prayer leader, roles she thought matched her spiritual stature. What she didn't realize was that God was not just placing her in service. He was training her heart. Gloria had an impatient streak that made it hard for her to deal graciously with people. The usher role was God's classroom for patience, teaching her to serve joyfully in obscurity before she could handle the spotlight. Patience is the key that unlocks promotion in God's kingdom. Many people have unknowingly walked away from their divine destinies because they despised small beginnings. Others made their journey longer and harder because they refused to wait for God's timing. The Bible is full of examples. Because of impatience, most of Israel's first generation never entered the promised land. Because of impatience, Esau traded his birthright for a single meal. Because of impatience, Saul lost his throne. Go into today, remembering that patience isn't just waiting. It's waiting faithfully. It's one of the clearest signs of faith. And it's through faithfulness in small things that God entrusts us with greater things. Prayer. Dear Lord, help me to be faithful in the little things you have entrusted to me. Produce in me the patience that keeps me aligned with your perfect timing. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 5-6. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you will have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next, Proverbs 5-6.
My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Turn your ear to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of the adulterous woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. But in the end, she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life. Her paths wander aimlessly, but she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her. Do not go near the door of her house, lest you lose your honor to others and your dignity to one who is cruel. Lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich the house of another. At the end of your life, you will groan. When your flesh and body are spent, you will say,
"How I hated discipline. How my heart spurned correction. I would not obey my teachers or turn my ear to my instructors. And I was soon in serious trouble in the assembly of God's people."
Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares? Let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth, a loving dole, a graceful deer. May her breasts satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly.
My son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an armed man. Troublemakers and villains who go about with corrupt mouths, who wink maliciously with their eyes, signal with their feet and motion with their fingers, who plot evil with deceit in their hearts, they always stir up dissension. Therefore, disaster will overtake them in an instant. They will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up dissension in the community. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them always on your heart. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life, keeping you from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. Do not lust in your heart after her beauty, or let her captivate you with her eyes. For a prostitute can be had for a loaf of bread, but another man's wife preys on your very life. Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Can a man walk on hot coals without his feet being scorched? So is he who sleeps with another man's wife. No one who touches her will go unpunished. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet, if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whoever does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away. For jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will refuse a bribe, however great it is.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional, and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.